Hello, I'm Beth, and today we are talking about Annabelle and what happened to her, both in the movies and in real life. We are looking at Annabelle's Creation movie. In this movie, the doll is depicted as a wooden doll, which the main guy made for his daughter. In this movie, you see this young girl with her parents coming home from church, and one of their tires popped. So the father went out to change it, and one of the bolts went flying off into the middle of the road. The little girl thought it would be a nice idea for her father, went out to retrieve the bolt, and getting hit by an incoming car and died immediately. 12 years after the death of the little girl, you see these orphans going off to their new orphanage, which the father of the young girl turned his house into. But weird stuff kept happening to them. Like, one of the younger girls who was suffering from polio gets a note slipped under her door in the middle of the night, showing the same thing that it did at the start, the very start of the movie. Come find me, which was part of a game that the young girl and her father would play. The girl proceeded to try and find out who's been leaving those notes under her door and enters the room where the father figure said not to go into. And as she looked around the room, she found the now famous Annabelle wooden doll hidden in a closet just sitting there. After the girl tried to walk away from the closet, the door kept opening multiple times. The last time, she put a sheet over the doll's head, closed the door, and tried to leave. But as she tried to leave, the doll stood up with the door wide open, started walking towards her, and vanished. The girl could see that the father figure started walking back the house, so she ran off into her bedroom and acted like she was asleep. Now that Annabelle's out on the loose, the girls weren't safe anymore. Annabelle started torturing them one by one, and the girl that went into Annabelle's room got attacked and thrown down the stairs, and having her end up in a wheelchair. Now that the girl can't run, Annabelle took this as the opportunity to possess her, and she ended up killing the father figure. Later on in the movie, you'll find out that the mother got scarred by the doll, and all because she lost her daughter because of the car accident. They tried to contact her through the doll, but it wasn't the same daughter. It ended up being Satan. The rest of the girls were able to get away, but the one who got possessed, she was lost, and the doll got taken away. So the girls are now finally safe, and they have to move to a new place to live until they're adopted. The ending shows that the girl with polio's name is now Annabelle, and she's getting adopted by a couple, and they decided to give her a Raggedy Ann doll. And that's the end of the movie. The reason why the Raggedy Ann doll at the end is so interesting is because the real Annabelle is a Raggedy Ann doll. And those dolls were popular in the early 1920s. They were based off a book series, Raggedy Ann. And the doll is now the most haunted dolls of all time. We are now moving on to the actual story of the Annabelle dolls. The Raggedy Ann doll. The story starts off with a daughter going off to college and her mother giving her a Raggedy Ann doll. The girl would leave the doll on her bed when she went off to classes. But when she came back, the doll would move to somewhere like the couch and her roommate wasn't there to move it. There's two different stories you could read about this. But one of them was that the girl tried to sleep at night and she would feel hands around her neck. Not human hands. They were soft. Like the dolls. The hands were trying to strangle her. And in the morning, she would see cuts along her arms and bodies. The other story ends up with her friend going into her room and with the doll. And it was like a beast or something scratched his stomach when she came back. The doll was lying on the floor. But after 3 or 4 days, his stomach was fine, like nothing happened. After all that, the girl decided to call a paranormal investigator to take the Raggedy Ann doll away. They almost got into a car accident and the Raggedy Ann doll got locked away in a case where no one is allowed to open it. The story of the doll was basically a long time ago. This little girl was out in a field and got murdered. And that was the field that this college was made on. And when she found the doll, she started playing with it. She moved it around. But when no one wanted to play with her, she got upset and tried to get rid of them. So the difference between them is in the movie, the Annabelle is shown as a wood type one being controlled by a little girl. And you can see that little girl. In real life, she's a stuffed doll who's not controlled by like a demon type thing. It's controlled by a ghost or a spirit or something like that.